This is Fresh Air. There were so many new podcasts this year, making it even more difficult to narrow down what to listen to. So it will be helpful to hear what podcast critic Nick Hua has to say about three of his favorite podcasts of the year. Here's Nick.
As I look back at the podcast that most spoke to me in 2021, two qualities stood out: a sense of surprise and a keen interest in inner lives. Based on those two things, here are the three shows I'll remember from this year. The most intriguing podcast from 2021 features an anonymous narrator and a title that can't be fully spoken on radio airwaves. I'll refer to it as S-Hole Country, which, of course, takes its name from the infamous epithet once levied by former President Donald Trump against several nations. This nonfiction series follows a Ghanaian-American woman living in California who calls herself Afia, as she confronts a pivotal choice. She's been given the opportunity to start a new life in moving Ghana, where her parents now live, and the chance prompts her to re-examine her place in the United States. The situation provokes some rich, thorny questions. What does the notion of a developing country actually mean? And what remains of the American promise, anyway? The material makes for a potentially heavy memoir. But working together with the producer Mark Pagan, Afia moves her story along with a bounce, backed by shrewd observation and sparkling sound design.
What is there for you in America, Mami Afia? She laughs. Her silver earrings and bracelets jangle merrily. Scratch that. Menacingly. I should have known. When I first graduated from college and moved out to Philly for a job, my parents happily offered to drive. And as they headed back, they happily handed me the receipts for their gas and tolls. She's just so good at this. A minute ago, we were celebrating.
The anonymous narrator is an underused device in podcasting, and S-Hole Country leans on it for crucial reason. Afia's story involves a reveal late in the series that relates to her actual identity, one that reframes the entire story that came before it. I'll hold the details, but rest assured, like everything else in this production, it's done with purpose and with power. Seth Rogen is far from anything resembling an anonymous narrator. But in many ways, his podcast, Storytime with Seth Rogen, shares S-Hole Country's capacity for surprise. Celebrity podcasts are as common as traffic lights these days. But Storytime stands out. Not only is it a good time, it can be transcendental. On paper, the premise seems familiar. In each episode, Rogen interviews a different guest, mostly celebrities but not always, with the aim of drawing out an entertaining story from their lives. But it is in the execution that Storytime reaches for a higher level. Collaborating with Richard Parks III, a producer known for his eccentric sound and sensibility, Rogen builds on the idea that every story has the largest possible stakes for the person telling it, whether it's a tale about a bear attack or something as banal as a joke gone wrong. To convey this, the show blows its guests' stories up into the most elaborate terms possible, as they do in this clip, featuring the comedian Quinta Brunson recounting a fateful date at a screening of Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds.
The movie starts.
It starts with the scalping.
Quinta is spinning out.
Because I hate blood and I hate gore.
There's Octavius sitting beside her, not liking comedy, loving Inglourious Basterds. There's Paul Rudd, mere feet away from her. There's Quinta, watching Christoph Waltz murdering Jewish people, something she does not want to be seeing right now.
I'm having a crisis, an existential crisis.
Oh no!
She doesn't know what to do. Why is this happening to her? Why is this happening?
It's a lovely storytelling philosophy. But doing it well requires balance. Push too far, and the whole thing can easily collapse into indulgence. But Storytime pulls it off more often than not. It's a show that internalizes the idea of taking other people's inner lives seriously. And it's definitely a podcast I won't be forgetting anytime soon. Speaking of blowing things up, let's talk about the best podcast of the year. Many of the shows that stood out to me in 2021 were projects that felt singular to their creators. Instruments that make me see the world exactly as they see it. No podcast did this better than ACCAST, by the comedian and writer Jimmy Loftus. Equal parts cultural analysis and reportage, ACCAST offers listeners a re-examination of Kathy, the world-famous comic strip by Kathy Geiswite. These days, the Kathy character tends to be remembered as much for her punchline, ACK, as being a punchline for a certain kind of anti-feminism. Loftus doesn't believe this, arguing that the comic should be interpreted against the context of his history. Put simply, Kathy was a character who changed repeatedly as its creator navigated the many feminisms of her lifetime. Loftus's arguments for Kathy are compelling, but the larger achievement in ACCAST is the way in which she makes them. The podcast is an anarchic work, loud and messy and fun, the creation of someone who brings to the game a cheerful disregard for the rules.
At her peak, the Kathy character was as loved by her fans for being terminally stressed out and overextended as she was hated by her detractors for being cringy. And I'm here to tell you that these haters, these detractors, simply have not read enough Kathy comics. Are you going to believe Carrie Bradshaw, rich coming from her, by the way, she's a literal Kathy comic, over someone who spent the entire spring of 2021 reading thousands of ACCs, two feminist movements worth of ACCs, seven full presidencies worth of ACCs? Listener, I ask you, because I have read every single Kathy comic, and I really like to talk to people about it.
Constantly teetering between chaos and order, what's specifically interesting about ACCAST is that you get the sense there's a very thin line separating what you're hearing in the podcast and what it's actually like in her head. There are very few podcast makers today who feel quite as creatively liberated as Loftus. For that reason alone, she sounds, to me, like the future of this medium. And that prospect is thoroughly exciting.
Nick Hua is podcast critic for New York Magazine and Vulture.